This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done what he can. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving for North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping.
Not long before that, number two Senate Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Tuesday that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in a key eastern city, Russia could begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. He also invited the leader of China, long aligned with Russia, to visit. Zelensky said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press that if Bakhmut fell to Russian forces, their president, Vladimir Putin, would react his way.
He will sell this victory. He will sell this victory to West, to his society, to China, to Iran, to all the countries.
The Ukrainian leader spoke to the AP aboard a train shuttling him across Ukraine to cities near some of the fiercest fighting and others where his country's forces have successfully repelled Russian invasion. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abandon a judicial overhaul proposal that led to massive protests in Israel, prompting the Israeli leader to say he does not make decisions based on pressure from abroad. Netanyahu on Monday delayed the overhaul proposal after large numbers of people took to the streets in protest. The White House initially said in response that Netanyahu should seek a compromise on the issue. Netanyahu said his administration was striving to make reforms via broad consensus. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce Wednesday $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up a visit to Ghana. The funding will support expanding access to digital services, job training, and support for entrepreneurs, her office said. A long-contested murder conviction in the U.S. state of Maryland that had been overturned has been reinstated. The AP's Ben Thomas has more.
A Maryland appellate court has reinstated the conviction and ordered a new hearing in the case of Adnan Syed over the murder of Haemin Lee, his high school ex-girlfriend. The case and Syed's legal odyssey was chronicled in the hit podcast Serial. In a 2-1 decision, the appellate court of Maryland ruled a lower court failed to give sufficient notice to the victim's family when it scheduled the September hearing that vacated Syed's conviction. However, he will not be taken back into custody. The court's order does not go into effect for 60 days, allowing the parties time to decide on next moves. I'm Ben Thomas.
After migrants in northern Mexico placed mattresses against the bars of their detention cell and set them on fire, guards quickly walked away and made no apparent attempt to release the men before smoke filled the room and killed at least 40. Surveillance video showed all of this Tuesday. Hours after the fire broke out, late Monday, rows of bodies were laid out under silver sheets outside the immigration detention facility in Ciudad Juarez across the U.S. border from El Paso, Texas. Britain's new king will make his debut on the world stage in Germany, 550 miles northeast of where he had intended to start. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
With the first leg cancelled due to protests over planned pension changes in France, the trip now starts in Berlin, where German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier will welcome Charles and Camilla, the Queen Consort, at the historic Brandenburg Gate. The King is scheduled to give a speech to the Bundestag, Germany's parliament, on Thursday. He will also meet Chancellor Olaf Scholz, talk to Ukrainian refugees, and will meet with British and German military personnel who are working together on joint projects.